in the room?
I actually feel refreshed.
Oh, shoot. I feel quite refreshed. I just had a drink.
Yeah, I've just made myself a G&T.
Yay!
I discovered I quite liked whilst I was in Barcelona.
How was your trip?
Had
you been there before?
No. Neither of us have been there before. So, which is quite nice to discover it together.
Wonderful.
We did a lot of walking.
Go to the Camp Nou.
The Camp Nou.
Yeah.
No, I didn't find that.
Where Barcelona play their soccer.
Oh, that, I think that's a bit out of town.
Yeah, it's
there was lots of Barcelona. Yeah,
bit...
There was lots of Barcelona sport shops. So
I can imagine there'd be thousands of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Selling Lionel Messi shirts and what.
We avoided. They were playing last Saturday night, so we avoided, or Sunday night, we avoided bars with any TVs in. It's a lovely city, though.
It's gorgeous. Yeah, I haven't been there for years, but I remember it being extremely good.
Gaudi was tripping off his head, wasn't he?
Gaudi. Who's Gaudi?
The dude that built all those crazy buildings.
Oh, right. Yeah, he was prone to the odd mushroom or two, wasn't he?
He definitely comes out in his work.
Yeah. So would this be some like Salvador Dali-esque architecture?
Yeah. Just if you check out some of my pictures from the holiday, and the crazy looking buildings are his.
Just looks like everything's melting.
okay.
Yeah,
understood.
So quite Geiger as well. Sort of alien. Like struts that stick. Have they ever going to finish that cathedral? How long's that taken to build?
You can't rush these things, can you?
Well, I suppose you can, but
that's not to. I don't know if you're aware of this over here, Swami, but we've got a bit of a news story going on at the moment. We have recently, I don't know if you're aware, but in Australia they have plastic money. Have you ever heard of this? They have plastic.
No, not yet. I got a couple disciples that I work with out of Australia, but hadn't heard about plastic money.
They've had that for quite a while.
Years.
It's nearly 30, isn't it? Or is it? It's definitely 20 plus years. But recently, we have changed the. It was there. The plastic when I was there, and that was 97, and it had already been there for a while since before I went. But anyway, we over here in the UK have just issued a new £5 note, which is plastic.
Really?
Yeah. And there's been all sorts of weird sort of people don't like them, and you know they're. I mean, one woman actually told me they're hard to count. And I said, oh, don't worry, love, I'll count them for you. But the biggest news story that's come out this week has been that Hindis are refusing to touch them because they've got animal fat in them. Somehow the plastic's got some sort of animal fat in it. And there's a couple of vegan restaurants that will not accept them.
One in Cambridge.
Well, it's called the Rain.
But maybe in that. In that cafe in Cambridge, you probably couldn't buy like a skinny chai latte for less than a fiver. Anyway,
yeah, for under tenner anyway.
But when I heard that about this, I thought, well, I thought about the meat golem idea. In that, because it's using, some part of whatever part of an animal, it retains some sort of life force there, and by us using it, it's giving it energy, creating like this golem. Remember. In some Freeman talk, and researching a bit more, like papal bulls and things like that, they were written on animal skin, weren't they? So maybe like this is like a very watered down version of that to give it power. Because we're just using all these things all the time without thinking, but constantly energizing them, aren't we? We're charging them up as we go. And this could be.
What about the pound of flesh as well from Shylock? Have you ever read The Merchant of Venice?
He
loses the court case because you cannot remove flesh without killing someone, therefore being accessory to murder. Well, now you can by handle one of these notes. That's a bit far-fetched, is it?
Not really going there. To be honest. I thought it was...
You'd have to have a fair amount of fivers to get a pound's worth of whatever stuff's in it.
And it did make me kind of go, oh, God's sake.
God bless your cynicism.
I wonder if the Australian ones have been through the same process and have had any problems over there or used as a test case for the plastic, because with all the banks, branches in villages and things, people aren't going to have any access to withdraw money, like to have those plastic or paper things in your pocket. So, I wonder why they've brought out this when they're trying to get everybody into cashless.
Yeah.
So is this like the size of a note? Like a fiver note?
Yeah, it's 5 pounds.
Maybe an inch smaller. They're quite small, aren't they?
But can you put it like in your wallet and close your wallet, know?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a 5 pound note, Swami.
But it's plastic rather than paper.
Yeah.
That's odd.
Yeah, it's like a sort of.
It's sheeny.
Yeah, thick.
It's the thinness of like a toilet paper.
Okay.
Yeah. But more durable than a plastic bag.
Yeah.
I
can't remember what it's.
Everybody in America who's shopped at a Walmart in the last year or so will understand this. It is absolutely impossible now for the Walmart bags to become thinner. They've only got one side now.
One side?
They've only got an inside. No, that I'm making that part up. But... the
fake news alert.
yeah there you go.
get Swami on that list.
Sergio, he's been helping her fake news, a big lie from Swami. But it's a joke. See, that's satire. That's how we decide that. But anyhow, if you put something in that, these bags, with any weight to it at all, and you accidentally scrape the side of your shopping cart with something in the bag, it's going to rip. I mean, there's, it has no tensile strength anymore. And you have to handle it like...
You can't.
Like, you don't want to put your eggs in there. Just carrying...
Yeah. Like carrying a newborn baby.
Yes!
Yeah, you have to treat it like it's more expensive than the shopping that it's carrying.
Yes! Because it's going to rip and all your stuff's going to fall out. And it just... So this what is a, so, like two-liter bottles and stuff, you got to double them, triple them up to be able to safely...
That's why you need to go to Aldi and get, or Lidl and get one of their fucking super endurance bags that
we keep those in the vehicle. Yep.
That just kind of makes a mockery
like a nuclear blast, wouldn't it?
But it kind of makes a mockery, because when you think of all the energy that it takes to make one of those rubbish plastic bags, what's the point? It doesn't do the job that it's made for. Yeah. So you've just spent all that energy and resources on something that's crap and doesn't work.
And they call them bags for life. Well, the other bags that they replaced don't decompose, so they're effectively bags for life, aren't they?
Do y'all have Walmarts there?
We have Asda, which is part of the Walmart family.
Yeah,
Asda's part of the Walmart. It says that on the billboard on the entrance, Asda, part of the Walmart.
But you've got Tesco is the big.
Tesco and Sainsbury's are the big sort of two, and they're kind of failing because of a new couple of kiddies on the block called Aldi and Lidl, which are German companies.
Aldi, ALDI.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's big over here. Matter of fact, here in little bitty tiny middle of the cornfields, Charleston, Illinois, they just, directly across the street from the Walmart Supercenter, they built an Aldi.
Yay.
Not kidding. And their stuff, and some items are like maybe a dime cheaper than at the Walmart.
Right.
Some of the items. Not all, but some. It's very strange.
Not one
over here is a Lowe's cheaper.
In a particular supermarket. There are many discount supermarkets here. Aldi, Lidl. What else have we got? Well, Aldi and Lidl. There we go.
And supposedly, Aldi is all properly organic now.
It's going to be from the 1st of January. It's going to be. It's going to all be organic. Yeah.
So which is gonna put Infinity Foods here in Brighton out a bit, isn't it?
I doubt that very much.
Yeah.
There's way too many middle class hippies in Brighton.
that'd pay like £3 over the odds for whatever.
There's a Lebanese store in town called Taj. You know Taj? Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Nick? Well, yeah, they sell Infinity Food products, right? They sell like a bag of prunes in Infinity Foods is about £8. And the same product is for sale in Taj for £4. It's weird. So they just deliberately put the prices up just to rob the middle class hippies.
They are right in the middle of town, though, aren't they? Taj is practically over... Well, it is literally over the road from Waitrose, isn't it?
Yeah,
they do got some good curries in there.
Have y'all tried the Aldi's foods Have you been happy with what you got? Or
some of the things.
Because over here, the Aldi stuff is like lower quality. It's not as good. It's not as popular.
You can buy really good.
In Australia, the only two supermarkets are Woolworths as a supermarket and Aldi. Bizarre.
A friend of mine told me that all the time. Yeah, we do. Yeah, definitely. It's right on our doorstep, as you know, Nick, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the closest place to us. But a friend of mine told me that because Aldi is a German company, they have a law in Germany that you're not allowed to make more than 14% profit on food.
Yeah.
To keep sort of a thingy, so that's why it's so cheap for food over here. And yeah, Swami, our stuff is every bit as good as anywhere else's.
Really?
Yeah, the fish and the sort of meat. Oh, I don't eat meat myself, but the people, friends who do say great. It's better. It's better than Sainsbury's steaks. Yeah, they do real good deals on I get pizzas from there, which are like
Aldi's here doesn't have fresh meats. It's all like frozen stuff and packaged stuff, and there's not fresh.
Yeah, we get fresh vegetables.
There is produce.
Do you have a random aisle, Swami, where they'll be selling sort of footwear and maybe the odd angle grinder, maybe a unicycle.
they've got some unusual items in there. Excellent. But this one hadn't been in Aldi myself for a long, long time. And this one just opened a couple weeks ago here. So it's, it's the new thing in town and all that. But we went just to check it out. And they had some very strange items as well that you don't go to shop for $150 hardware items on your food shopping trip.
You can buy chainsaws and all sorts of
but it's not like it has that sort of an area. Like, wait a minute, what? I ran out to get some milk and just happened to grab a chainsaw. Okay, great.
What? I've bought a few things from there, like hardware things, and I've taken every single fucking thing back. It's been shit.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Not surprised.
I'm sorry to hear that, but... I bought this pump once that you can put onto a drill, like a water pump, and the drill turns it and makes the water pump. Yeah. And it said you could use it on gasoline in your car if you had a car that you were getting rid of and you have to empty the...
Right.
And, I tried it and it just went all over the place. And I took it back to the Aldi, like stinking of petrol, going, this isn't working. They're going, yeah, we know, use your money. And as it's all Polish people who are all like, uber polite, it's quite a different shopping experience.
Over here, they're the only supermarket that are paying a proper wage.
Yeah, I know. It's quite bizarre that locals don't go for it. It seems to have some sort of stigma attached to it. Although I did see a thing on MSN a couple of weeks ago. I was just telling something about this today, that properties in vicinity of an Aldi or a Lidl, because the other one's Lidl, and properties within those vicinities of them are actually going up in price, because they're people are seeking these places out. Now, I know people from a good sort of 3 miles away who drive to I mean, literally, Swami, it's a 5-minute walk from my house to the local Aldi. Or to one of the biggest Aldis in town, sort of thing. And people drive like miles to come to it. And because it's worth them spending the gas money, to get the savings on the produce that they get. Because like I told you, it's all sort of pretty good.
And their car park is always full.
It's ridiculously always full, yeah.
And it's right next to a level crossing, which makes it a bit much.
It's a bit much, yeah. It's the only place I walk to be honest, because it is too much of a hassle getting a parking space. It's all like double yellows outside, so you can't. And plus, Nick said, it's like a railway station with a level crossing. You know, where the train goes across the high street. It's quite it's a bit Hicksville over here, really, isn't it? It's a bit like Honey Boo Boo. Fucking trains going by you. It's like, oh.
It'd be even cooler if you had those. That slow, the start of chill out, or the train on chill out, the sound as it's going past. The ching, ching, ching.
You can hear the bloody level crossing going down from here, and it goes beep, 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 down, just when it's sort of going up and down. A bit of mini silence.
I was at the lovely calf just across the road from the station there. Just noticed right at the station that hideous phone mast. Those things just look so sinister, don't they?
Oh, they're really sinister.
Wherever they are, they just...
Have you seen the one with the camera on it as well? We've got one with a camera on it, which has got like spikes on it, so you can't climb up and damage it and all that. You know, it's that one.
Wow.
But they cut down a goddamn beautiful chestnut tree because that camera couldn't do its job, couldn't do its surveillance, whatever. I know how. That was a Green Council as well that did that.
Yeah, but they were fucking Nazis, weren't they?
Yeah, they were proper Nazis, them lot, weren't they? I mean, we're still feeling the effects of those fuckers right now. Like the Lewis Road cycle track that has one cyclist on it a month. It's like, oh, please.
Same with the...
It's a bit more than that. But that was about fake news there, but not a lot. Because,
You guys, we're going to get censored.
Yeah, we're going to be... Yeah, why are we not on that list anyway? Is it because we tell the truth?
Censored by who?
Yeah. If anyone's interested in the animal fat that's used in the new £5 note, it's called tallow.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know, tallow, yeah.
Yeah, familiar with the term, never worked with tallow, but yes.
It's 902 calories per 100 grams.
Oh, so it's edible.
Yeah. I'm sure it's something like, I don't know, we have a substance over here called lard.
Mm-hmm.
You used to fry stuff in, yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tallow is a hard, fatty substance made from rendered animal fat used especially in the making of candles and soap.
Ah, right. Yeah.
So all those vegetarians at the calf there say, no, we're not going to... I bet they've got like some organic fucking soap or candles going on in their flats and houses. So,
right. But they'll touch the hell out of them.
Yeah.
I love my candle.
What? Yeah.
Dead
animals.
Yeah. Your candles are animals. Puppies don't wash anybody.
Tallow used to be an important part of the diet for cooking with.
Right.
Many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like in America, the early.
That's before we had microwaves.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
And ketchup and butter and pasta sauce. Made in a microwave.
I'm amazed at how long ago microwaves have been going, or how long microwaves have been going.
We got ours in the 70s, I'm sure.
Well, we don't have one now.
We don't, yeah. I don't think we've ever had one, have we?
No.
No, we've never owned a microwave.
No.
Really?
Never. Ah. My parents did. When I lived at home, my parents had a microwave and we never used it. I think we used to heat up coffee and tea with it, but never food, because it didn't taste very good. And my old man was quite particular. He liked his food fried and lard.
Hello.
The healthy way.
Yeah, and he lived till he was a grand old age, so
yep.
Never done him no dark, no harm.
Well, that sort of segues into the inventor of the Big Mac dying at the age of 93 this week, didn't it? He supposedly ate a Big Mac every day. And
right.
again, got to a ripe old age, 93.
Yep. And he had a dartboard with Morgan Spurlock's picture on it. Boom, fucker!
He probably wasn't eating as much.
For those who don't know.
On McDonald's news, was it... Where's the Italian city that's got the canals?
Oh, Venice.
Venice town council are going to get sued by McDonald's because they refused planning permission for a restaurant to open in Venice.
Well, they couldn't have a float-through window.
I think Buxton.
I guess not. But they projected that they lost $13 billion. Was it?
Well, I just think it's completely bizarre because McDonald's are now suing Venice council or authority for lost earnings, because if they had built a McDonald's there, they would be earning X amount. If they weren't allowed to, they're suing them for X amount.
surely anybody can sue anybody for anything then.
I was going to open a restaurant in Venice. I was saying
like, you know, I could go for a job as an executive, and then if they don't give it to me, say, right, well, I'm going to sue you because I could have been on X amount of earnings if you'd given me that job, but now I'm not.
Venice's big time.
It just doesn't make sense, does it?
No.
Maybe it's just a big advert for McDonald's at the end of the day.
Well, we're talking about it, so.
Yeah. Woo! Well, that went over our head.
I'm sure Buxton Council didn't allow McDonald's in town. I don't think there's any.
And they didn't sue them.
Yeah, but who's got more money, Venice or Buxton?
Yeah. I don't know. It's Buxton. Seeing as McDonald's didn't want to take them on.
Yeah.
Well, maybe because Coca-Cola owned Buxton Water now.
McDonald's
have a stake in
Coca-Cola.
No, I don't think
so.
They sell Coke.
Do they?
Yeah, they sell Coke McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all Coke product.
Yeah, it's
at least over here.
Yeah, it's here as well.
And so, the two countries that do not have Coca-Cola presence, who would they be?
Libya and Syria?
No.
No, I just guessed.
China?
Albania.
And Russia?
Cuba?
Oh, okay.
And North Korea.
Oh, well, that totally makes sense.
Because there was a story this week that Coca-Cola were opening their third bottling plant in the Gaza Strip this week.
Wow.
You wouldn't have thought that there would be anything there to... I mean, obviously, there must be industry going on.
Well, that's because they bombed the other two.
Yeah. Yeah, importing a workforce to go there, then surely locals will.
They live on the other side of that big cement wall.
Yeah.
Well, hey, we're going to get us one of them.
Most of the people in Palestine are kids, aren't they? So, yeah, they lowered the working age or something.
Yeah. And, very old.
Yeah. Wonder if Google now make it to North Korea, though.
I don't know.
Not in this climate they want anyway.
Oh, don't know if y'all heard, but we on January 20th, okay, that's the inauguration day for whomever. But if it's Trump, over 2 million bikers are showing up to do security, so we may have us an Altamont kind of thing, or, you know, the bikers versus ISIS, or... you know, whatever, but yeah, so that's happening.
Yeah, isn't it?
And of course, they're supposed to be
versus the CIA, then.
Yeah, whomever, you know, but that's the word going around. And of course, there's supposed to be all kinds of, you know, Soros-funded organizations doing all sort of disruptive and destructive activities on that day as well.
He's everywhere, isn't he?
Well,
they ripped the hell out of Portland. Man, they really tore Portland up. That was Portland,
been doing that since the election,
Oregon. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Heavy duty.
I mean,
and it just ran on and on and on. You know, just now it's settling down, but we'll see what's going to happen once the Electoral College vote. Because, see, Soros just held a conspiracy meeting in D.C.
Yeah.
With a bunch of them other type donors in order to see and get together and brainstorm on what they could do against Trump and how to mess things up and, you know, get their plans through as they would have gone had Hillary been in the office.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know. It's not looking good with the with who is getting in his team, though. You know, if he's putting Mitt Romney as Secretary of State.
Oh, I don't. No. That's not going to happen. He's fucking with
him.
Because Romney was extremely ugly towards him during the campaign, and he's not going to get a job. He's going to get messed with and teased and all sorts of news coverage about how terrible Romney would be and how he's got no experience. And, you know, so that's what Trump is doing to Romney, actually. He's not going to get the job.
What about the Mad Dog?
Mad Dog's got the job. Mad Dog Mattis, the Marine general, will be the Secretary of Defense.
Isn't he the guy who said it's lovely to kill people sometimes?
This is what the military does. That's their job.
Yeah.
So
brainwashed.
Well, yes.
So
went through the basic training. Understand. I understand it completely. I don't support it, but I certainly understand how it works.
And the fact that Giuliani's sort of fucking sniffing around just means that you're never going to get any real truth going on with 9/11 because...
Oh, no, no.
He's just
That's so yesterday. Nobody cares about that anymore. We're already blowing up countries. And...
Yeah.
Go ahead. But Trump has said we're getting out of the regime change business. So, So all for that part.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bring now this is where this Swami sees promise or hope, at least, or potential for positive. We'll see how it plays out. But if this Trump plan of rehabbing our infrastructure within the U.S., that will create an enormous amount of work all over the country for all kinds of different skills and that. And that's been done in this country before, you know, when we created the interstate system and, you know, all of these things. They've been done before and it works and it puts people to work. And, you know, so if we've got something of that nature going on to bring our troops home out of these countries where we've really got no business being in the first place, then maybe they'll have something to do. You know?
And also so, to bring down the mass unemployment. Particularly over here, because our population within the different countries are a lot smaller, the percentage, you know, like a 6-7% unemployment rate seems really small, but in actual terms, in the size of America, that's like almost the population of some of the countries that we definitely more than New Zealand, the whole population of New Zealand and Australia put together, or out of work in America, which is just ridiculous, isn't it?
Right. Oh yeah.
But if
Detroit is pretty much unemployed, isn't it?
Right. Yep.
What's the Detroit unemployment rate? Something daft like 60% or something.
Probably. That, I mean, Detroit was hit particular hard, yeah. The pawn shop's doing like that, that on TV.
In situations like that, where it's literally across the river from like Canada, I don't know whether or not that part of Canada is a lot of jobs, but it would seem that, just getting a job across the water there would be, a good thing.
But never heard of anybody traveling into Canada for work. Perhaps it happens, but I've not heard of it. That's not.
Now, the Canadian dollar, I don't know. US dollar, isn't it?
Say again?
I could imagine that would create all sorts of complications and issues to deal with, and paperwork, and where it doesn't, I don't know, we'll see, but it doesn't look like, at least at this point, that there's going to be any North American Union movement, any of that. No. Mm-mm. Whereas had Hillary come in, then yes, it would have. It would have become the North American.
There already is a type of North American Union. It's called the United States of America. You know, that's the federal block of independent states.
That happens to be on North America. But now, no, I'm referring to the Mexico, United States, Canada, all one thing.
Yeah.
Block, block, you know, but that's not going to happen.
Canada's already part of a block. It's called the Commonwealth, so that doesn't need to.
But they ain't over there. So.
yeah.
Don't really know. They've got Belize. They've got Commonwealth all over the world, but
Canada's got an absentee landlord. I remember Max, when he was over, he made an interesting point in that that's why you get royal visits to all these places, because the absentee landlords, and they need to make the presence, they need to step on that land to keep control of it. So, yeah. Don't get fooled by the flowers and the pomp and ceremony. That's the real reason. I was just fucking with you there, Swami, sorry. But
I don't even feel the least bit. No.
Is the blueprint for all the other union, you know, like the European Union, the African Union, the Pacific Rim Union, all of them. Yeah, it was all started there.
Mm.
Did you know that Italy is going to go to the polls soon on leaving the EU?
Oh, I would imagine there's going to be a number of them.
No, it's happening. It's happening shortly. Yeah.
Good.
Talking isn't about this weekend. It's this weekend. Yeah. Yeah.
Good. Good.
Yeah, yeah. It's tomorrow. So we could, because they're thinking it could trigger like a massive Euro-wide financial meltdown. So,
Germany, aren't they thinking about it?
Well, the people want it. Well, the people want it, but the government hasn't said. And also France, what's her name, who's just about to win in France?
Le Pen.
Yeah, she's saying she's going to do it. So,
isn't there like a referendum
after people like we had?
Isn't at the moment there's, or in the near future, there's about four different elections or three of them. You know, so I think there's France, there's Belgium,
Germany,
or no, Holland. There's the like quite right wing guy potentially getting in Holland, and Germany. That there's like some dude basically in the wings in. Because Merkel's not going to win another term, and if she does, she'd probably be in power longer than Hitler did. So, how's that possible?
Well, Dad, I beat you, Daddy.
That was an interesting story.
I laughed my fucking ass off when I saw that one, and I was like, "Yeah, why not?" Little Angela.
I was just going to say, in France for years and years now, for at least 10 years, the right wing in France have been the suburbs where the working classes are feeling the kind of problems that the working class faces of unemployment and living in bad housing conditions and immigration and all these kind of things. And the right wing have very carefully been very sensitive in these areas and have been saying all the right things, don't agree with Le Pen at all, but they have done it very skillfully and have been, you know, going into these areas and like I say, saying the right things and providing housing and providing social care for people and community networks and all this kind of thing in a very wolf in sheep's clothing kind of way.
I was going to say, do you think it's like a Trojan horse situation?
Completely, absolutely, completely. Because when I saw what they were doing many years ago, I just thought, oh my God, you know, they are not advocating, or they're not showing their true colours in what they're doing here, because they were, you know, they were acting as if they actually cared about anybody. Which I think we really know that they really don't. And it's difficult, isn't it? Because many sort of alternative news, I don't even want to use the word alternative, but many,
I know.
Look, there we go.
Self-censorship. This is how they're dealing with it now. This is newspeak. Yeah. This is fucking Orwell. Just right in front of our fucking faces.
Yeah. Well, many new, like say, internet news channels that are providing very good information on what is happening to the world around us have been kind of lumped in or kind of labelled as being either right wing or what's the word when they're nationalist. Forums, and this is basically just to scare the bejesus out of the middle classes, so that they don't go there, don't look at what's happening. But if
just
you
to cause a reaction,
But if you don't go and look, then you are not going to be able to tell the difference between what is good information and what is just right wing propaganda,
And you'll be giving your baby that bottled water with extra fluoride.
Or end
they
up
got that in the stores
like the
they really, really do. There's nursery water with extra fluoride. My God.
Oh, extra. Lovely.
Your kid don't even have teeth yet. Come on. What?
As if that pineal gland isn't calcified enough yet.
Do you think that Common Purpose have had any dealings in that sneaky way that the right have got in, Le Pen and in France? Do you think that they have been involved in any of that?
I don't know, but I just know that the way Common Purpose works through its various outlets that it too is a very sneaky organization that's been working now for God knows how many years, at least 10 years, supposedly training the leaders for the future. Well, if that's the case, that they haven't produced very many good ones, you know, but this is it, you know, they're training leaders, people who are supposedly
in their own image, though, isn't it?
Yeah, these so-called experts in their own fields. So, but you get these experts who actually have no experience within the field that they're working. They've just been on a training course and they're called an expert.
Yeah,
go figure. and so, you know, you have things like the NHS being run by ex-bankers or teachers or something. And look at the condition that it's in. So, yeah, not very good, really. I don't trust any of them.
cynicism we depend on here.
Yeah, you just got to look broader. People definitely need to look broader than just the mainstream media, and also what they've been told is, don't look there kind of media. You need to look at everything and make your own mind up about it.
Yeah, and don't believe anything until it can be, properly authenticated.
Exactly, because if you're watching the BBC news and yet their stories are, they're actually apologising to people who have written in to say, I'm not sure about that story, and then they're going, oh yeah, actually, that wasn't true. But they're not actually posting that up and apologising about their stories. If you're believing these stories, then that's...
But then, on the opposite end of the spectrum, don't go full flat Earth.
that's it.
Yeah. Yep. Oh my!
You just slide off the other end, don't you?
Can anyone educate me as to what is Pizzagate?
Say again.
What's Pizzagate? I think Pizzagate is a psyop. It's a side story to get people's attention away from Epstein's Island. Because all the time that the people are talking about Podesta and this poor guy's pizza parlor, who's like now getting death threats apparently.
Yeah, that's huge over here. Mm-hmm.
So rather than talking about the actual provable facts, this guy has already been fucking convicted of paedophilia. And he had an island. These loads of people that went to this island, rather than.
Oh, right. But none of that's getting in the mainstream. Well, yeah, none of the exactly. Pizzagate's getting in the mainstream, really. There has been some mention in some of the like cable television programs, but not the news, really.
If it is in the news, it's been that's been outed as fake news, though, isn't it? So, but because it's been outed as fake news, the whole email situation, everything is bundled up in a nice little don't regard any of this, and then it's dropped in the trash. And while people are having their attention focused on Pizzagate. There's a lot of information that is facts, rather than hyperbole. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of the CNN reporters, I think he's on CNN. His last name's Cuomo. He was telling people that it's illegal for them to look at WikiLeaks, and that they should just. Listen to what CNN is reporting, because they're authorized to see what's on WikiLeaks, but it's illegal for the population to look at WikiLeaks.
So does
they actually said that?
Do CNN have an account with WikiLeaks then? Because that's the there's quite a lot of their. Material that you do have to pay for, so you know not all, you know you get couldn't certain amounts on there, but yeah, every time that I've been on there recently, donate, give us money, please, thank you. You can see the rest.
Well, but
of this.
Everybody does, don't they?
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, does CNN? CNN are basically telling people stay away from this site, it's fake news, but CNN will quite happily go there and pay the money to get these documents to see if there's any truth in it.
I just found that amazingly wrong, you know, to tell people that a website that's you know, you don't even have to get on Tor browser to find this stuff. You know, I mean, if you're, you know, that's what? And then telling people it's illegal for you to dial up WikiLeaks. No, it isn't. That's just a damn lie.
It's sort of a way of them being able to fund it surreptitiously, isn't it? By going on there and giving money to it to look at it and then going, no, nobody else can. That's kind of being able to kind of filter funds through it in some way.
Yeah.
No, just found that to be the most, just the biggest lie, just flat out lie during the election. Because this is when, this was said right before the Podesta emails were coming out on WikiLeaks. And, you know, that really hurt the leftist Hillary camp, when people started, and that started getting reported in the alt-right, and, you know, wow.
Has he been seen since?
Who, Podesta?
Yeah.
Has he been seen since what?
Since like the election night where he's told everyone to go home. Has he been seen since then? In public.
Don't know. Perhaps. Don't know.
Because I mean, all of Hillary's clan, they've been really, really absent from.
Any
of this.
Yeah, well, they've been looking, for jobs.
They
had to get Jill Stein to ask for recounts, didn't they?
I know, how ridiculous.
I know.
Jill Stein nationwide got like, I don't know what, a half a dozen votes. And she's running the recounts and what? You know, it's just the Clinton folk handing Jill Stein the money and, okay, go run this. You know, she made not even a dent, not even a wee dent in anything, anywhere, in any state. She just happened to be on all the ballots. And this Gary Johnson as well. But Jill Stein made nothing. You know? But she's the one that they're fronting all these recounts through and all that stuff. Like there's a shot. You know? It's just... What?
So, have all the counts been all the votes been counted now? So is every state, because like, I think Michigan was the last state to, come in. It was still not 100% counted. Have they all been counted now? And they're just waiting for the 19th.
To this Swami's understanding, I've not stayed right on top of the counts because there's just so much confusion and, you know, claims of voter fraud and election fraud, which are two different things. And, you know, 3 million illegal immigrants voting when they shouldn't have, but Obama got on TV and said you can, and you know, it's like what? So just hanging back, waiting to see what the Electoral College does, because that is that's what happens. And there's been now 15 Electoral College voters who have said publicly they will not vote Trump, even though the population of their voting region did. Because they're being death threatened, they are being bribed, they are being all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
To flip
I found
it
an interesting fact that I didn't know before this week, that Hillary Clinton used to work for Bush Senior as like a lawyer.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
The Rose Law Firm? Yeah, okay, well, that would make sense since, you know,
she had the task.
Bill were running the cocaine into Arkansas, so
there
would have been a place for Hillary to do something.
She had the task of redacting all the pertinent information in the JFK files, apparently.
Really?
There's a guy, maybe he's called Lenny Bloom, on Alan Park's show this week. He was like a stenographer or like a writer. He basically just wrote down all the transcripts and stuff. He's got quite a lot to say, but yeah, I found that really interesting that but made fucking sense that Hillary was right in the so she probably introduced Bill to the Bushes rather than the other way around. Anyway, we're literally on the end of the show.
20 seconds. So, nice to be back, you guys, and we'll see you next week.